Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Julie.
At the Brixton Ritzy. When the theme was weddings.
So I'm going to tell you a story that is connected to weddings. There's a slight backstory I will tell you very quickly, which is quite a long time ago. I was married to my first husband, who turned out to be gay. He's still somewhere in Narnia in the closet, but his children know and I know. He's still figuring it out. I then was on my own and I went to uni and I did some training and I met somebody and, yes, we got married. He turned out to have a personality disorder and was a psychopath, and I ended up in a domestic violence situation and a head injury, which ended my career. It took me about 8 years before I started to get myself together with severe PTSD and cognitive issues through the head injury, losing my career. I had got myself together by myself, no help from anybody, and I felt able to go out into the world, if you like, and do something. And something that's been close to my heart has been homelessness. So I decided to volunteer in a place where the homeless can go and get a shower and something to eat just in the day. It's a very small amount, but it's something. And I felt, you know, through something that had happened to me many years ago, I really wanted to do that. While I was there, there was somebody else volunteering. And I kept kind of being attracted to him, not in an attracted sense, but there was something about him that was a bit different. And I started to ask him, you know, about himself. And he told me that he volunteered there every day and came in, and he wouldn't divulge that he was homeless, but I kind of guessed it. And I said to him about the facilities and do they let you do your washing? And it gradually came out that he felt comfortable, and he admitted to having been kicked out after a failed marriage. And unfortunately, if you're single and you don't have children, you've got no hope of being housed. So he was on the street, and he had been for 4 years. The place that I volunteered, it wouldn't allow him to even wash his clothes. What they expected was for him to throw away his clothes, but he was coming in volunteering for several hours every day. So I felt it really laid on my heart that I should offer, do you want me to do your washing for you? And then I can bring in the washing and you can feel like you at least can have get changed. So I did that a few times. And then after we'd become on friendly terms and I'd got to know him better and a little bit more, and I knew he wasn't the typical type of homeless person for that area. And I said, look, you obviously haven't had a bath for a long time. Would you like to come to my place for a Friday night? Film, watch TV, chill out, have a bath, kip on the sofa, whatever. And that is how it began. And then he became very ill because he had to keep going back, obviously, to his tent where he was being eaten alive, and his back was actually bitten, huge bite marks and everything from whatever was biting him. And he became very ill with a bad chest. And I said, look, you can't go back to the tent. You're going to have to stay and I'll look after you. And we went to the doctors and he had several infections in his chest. And she said he would have actually died that winter because he was just too far gone, emaciated and things. After a while, he asked me whether I would be his girlfriend. And I reluctantly, I will admit, because I was in a really good place and I hadn't been for years. And so I said, yeah, okay. And that's where I became his girlfriend. And then about a month later, I became very seriously ill. And I'm a single parent as well. So I didn't have anybody that would have looked after me. And he returned the favour and he looked after me. And then 2 years later, he asked me to marry him. And I have said yes. And we've been together 3.5 years. Thank you for the clap.
That was Julie.
Next up, Fleming.
With another story about weddings.
I am married, and it's my second marriage. And we've been together for 20 years, and we're still getting on pretty well. Okay, so... also, I'm a vicar. Actually, a Danish vicar. So when I was 35 years old, I was serving as a vicar in the countryside. And I had a small village church. One day I got a phone call. And it sounded like a very, very old man on the phone. And he said, "Priest, I've fallen in love. I've fallen in love with a woman, and her name is Margaret. Could we come see you as soon as possible?" He said. Okay, so we decided for a couple of days later, and they came and visited me. And first thing they said was, "We want to get married as soon as possible." So they were actually quite old. This man, his name was Eric. He was 84 years old, and the woman, Margaret, she was 82 years old. Okay, we sat down, and I felt a little kind of awkward because they were obviously very, very much in love, and they really wanted to get married in the church. So we had a conversation, and I was 35 years old, and it was like, is this a film going on, or what is it? Because I felt it awkward. And so they told me how they met. He'd been alone for 5 years, and then he put in an ad in the local newspaper. It was in the 90s, and he got 3 replies. And he picked Margaret, and he invited her for a dinner at his home. And after the dinner, which consisted of meatballs and potatoes and a beer, so he put out 2 songbooks, 1 for each. And then he said, "Now, Margaret, I want you to choose a song and tell me why do you want us to sing that particular song." And so she did. She chose a song and she told him why she wanted to sing that song particular. And then it was his turn, and it went on for 2 hours. They told stories about their life, and they sang these songs, and they told stories, true stories. And that was the way they connected, this very nice way of connecting. So after they have been telling this story about how they met, then Eric, he leaned forward and he said to me, "Priest, she's so good in bed." And Margaret also leaned a bit forward and said, "And he's so good in bed." And they wanted to get married. And I thought, again, God help us all. What is this? going on? These old people, it was difficult for me to understand that. Okay, but we decided the hymns and the order of service. And 3 weeks later, yes, 3 weeks later, we met up at the local village church, and their family was there, sons and daughters and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Everyone was there, and some of their friends, 50, 60 people in the church. I was standing in my cassock in front of the altar, and I tell you, when the door opened and Eric and Margaret entered the church, we were all like weeping and crying. It was just so moving. Eric, he had a stick in the one hand and Margaret in the other hand, and a white shirt, tie, black suit, and Margaret, a nice dress and a rose in her hair. And they came down the aisle. And when standing in front of the altar, I asked, "Eric, will you live with Margaret for better or for worse?" And then he took his stick, put it up like this. "Yes, I will." And it was a wonderful wedding, one of the best weddings I've ever conducted. And they lived happily together for 6 years. After 6 years, Eric was taken ill, and after a few weeks, he passed away. And I talked to his wife, Margaret, of course, because I was the one to conduct his funeral. And she told me that they had been happy, more happy than they could dream of, for those 6 years they spent together. And Margaret, she said, love is without age, and love is without limits. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories. If you fancy coming and telling a story at Spark, or simply having a watch, you can find us monthly at the Brixton Ritzy in London, or our brand new night at the Waverley Bar in Edinburgh. Info on all upcoming events can be found at stories.co.uk. On Twitter, we are at Spark True Story, and on Facebook, we are Spark True Stories. And while you're at it, why not be a hero and like and subscribe to this podcast? Thank you. It really does help.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.